Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Suresh, the moderator for this conference. Welcome to the NIIT Limited conference call. For the duration of presentation, all participant line will be in listen only mode. I'll be standing by for the question answer session. I would like to hand over to Mr. Vijay. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Good evening. This is Vijay Thadani, and I have a number of my colleagues, including Mr. Rajendra Singh Pawar, Chairman, Mr. Rajendran, Chief Operating Officer, Mr. Raghavan, who heads the Individual Learning Solutions, Ashish Basu, who heads the Corporate Learning Solutions, Jitendra Mahajan, CFO, Mr. Vijay Kumar, from Investor Relations and M&A, and Kapil, as well as Chetna. So what I would do is give you a quick overview of the first quarter's results and then open it up for question and answers. I just want to make one point before I start, and that's the fact that I do believe that some of people who wanted to attend the call have a conflicting appointment at this time and may disconnect in a short while. I just want to tell you that we have made sure that the recording of the call is available at 7 p.m. onwards in case somebody would like to listen to that, and the dial-in number for that I would be giving you once again in a couple of minutes. Not only that, if anyone would like to have either more detailed look at the results on www.niit.com or set up individual calls, we'd be very happy to address those. With that, let me get into the results for this quarter. As usual, first I would like to talk about the environment. In the environment, other than the newspaper report this morning where we said that 2006-2007, the economy growth may actually start nudging 10%, we have seen a robust growth in the economy led by IT outsourcing as well as the other services sectors, and that continues to fuel the demand for talent across all sectors. In India, in IT outsourcing, India remains the preferred offshore destination, with demand for IT professionals now slated at 2.2 million by 2010. Banking, insurance, and other financial services sectors are also demonstrating a large demand, as is visible by an estimate of 1 million requirement by 2010. The strong growth of the Indian corporate sector is creating a demand for higher level of skills, and the trend is moving from out-tasking to outsourcing. These trends are very similar, if at all a bit accentuated in this quarter as we go forward, and therefore the impact of all these was visible in the results of this quarter as well as our efforts in going forward. Within this environment, NIIT, just to take a stock of the situation, has enhanced its leadership position in the IT training market. As per the DataQuest report, which is just available, NIIT is now two times the size of the next six players, which is a phenomenal increase in the organized sector in terms of market share. And with the successful launch of new businesses during last few quarters, I think NIIT is now well positioned to become a major source of skilled workforce for sectors other than IT as well. And lastly, the successful integration of Element K, as will be visible from Element K results, has also positioned NIIT as a dominant learning solutions provider globally. During the quarter, in the other calls, we talked about the positioning change which NIIT is going through, from an IT training to a global talent development organization, and we see that as the new charter for NIIT, and this is built into our plans as we go forward, and in terms of the products and growth that you would be looking forward to. Coming down to the highlights of the quarter, before I get into financials, the individual learning solutions continued to witness high growth. We had a growth in excess of 30%, and in India, 34%, and I'll get into a detail of that. The other interesting part is the institutional learning business, which is now called School Learning Solutions. The institutional learning business, after a period of degrowth in FY07, and we have talked about it many times, has registered fresh growth, albeit small. However, that's a very positive trend, and behind that there are other aspects that I'll be talking about. The integration of Element K with NIIT's corporate business has happened on track, and from this quarter onwards, like I had mentioned, at the end of last financial year's result, we are now presenting corporate learning solutions as a combination of Element K and NIIT's organic business together, and we'll discuss that in detail. For analysis purposes, we would still get on to the details of looking at Element K separately. That had a very good quarter in terms of record order intake of $38.5 million, and we would talk a little bit about that. The new businesses, IFBI and Imperia, have been on a strong growth path. Both of them are on track, and in fact, subsequent events to this quarter ending have shown an enrollment growth to more than 100% over the same over the previous enrollment period, which is a strong indicator of the interest in and the success of these products. Having said that, our revenues and margins have both felt the impact of the rupee appreciation, and I will talk into details about the rupee appreciation and where all has it impacted, and as I go deeply into the numbers. Highlights of financial performance: consolidated system-wide revenues have grown 79% year-on-year, and they are at 2,935 million rupees, 2.935 billion rupees. Net revenues have grown 104% year-on-year to reach 225.4 crores, or 2.254 billion rupees. The difference between system-wide and net is obviously coming largely from the larger share of the corporate business now that Element K is part of NIIT. The net profit has increased by 17% to a touch 154 million rupees. The basic EPS, and this is after considering the FCCB conversion, which Intel Capital did during the quarter into equity shares, so this is after that dilution, is at 7.0 during the quarter. We have started talking about a new data point called system-wide intake. System-wide intake is the system-wide order intake we have of all the businesses, which should give you a visibility of the performance on NIIT over the next few quarters. And in this system-wide intake, in each business line, we will also talk about the percentage executable over the next 1 year. Let's get down to the consolidated financials in a little more detail. Net revenues are at 2.254 billion rupees, representing 104%. I will now get down to the operating profit EBITDA level. At EBITDA level, we have an EBITDA of 145 million rupees. This is the place where we see the impact of the dollar the rupee appreciation, and I will get down to the three drivers to this. The first driver to this is the fact that given Element K as a part of our portfolio, our dollar-denominated revenue is fairly large, so therefore the impact of rupee appreciation on revenues itself is to the tune of 5%, which is 115 million rupees, and an impact on EBITDA is 13%, which is to the tune of 19 million rupees if we do an year-on-year comparison.